everybody. Welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sundy. Hello, everyone, wherever you are, Bangkok, U.S., Europe, Mexico, wherever you're listening to, wherever you're listening from, please stay tuned. Today's topic is magnetism. We're going to explore techniques and principles that are unique and really interesting. So please stay tuned. And I would like also to know your feedback, to hear your feedback. If you send me an email on my at this address, www.joycelestial.com. And my email is livejoy@joycelestial.com. Your emails are welcome. Remember, if you go to my website, you can also open your free account. It is extremely easy. It is instantaneous. It is instant access to archives of this radio show. There are two now at the moment. I will expand it. I will change them. So there will be new things quite frequently. Just give me some time. Then you can access some techniques that I have recorded that are really valuable. One is the Hong Sartan meditation technique that will allow you to go at some point beyond the dual side of this planet, the duality, and get in touch with your true essence, your true power. And then there's another technique that will allow you to communicate with the divine soul of who you are in connection with the divine spark of the spirit in your own soul language. There are techniques that have been secret. Now some of them are revealed. But the second technique, the one that will allow you to communicate intuitively with the language of the soul, is absolutely unique. And if you open that account, you can also have access to articles and some of the excerpts from my books. Okay? So please just go there, open your free account. And remember, there are yoga holidays that we are organizing where people just go to Thailand on a beautiful island and relax. They are not too expensive. They can relax. We practice yoga in the morning and in the evening. At the same time, if everyone has a particular kind of need, I'm there in service. There's no problem at all. I will teach them privately. And, you know, it's beautiful to see how people come out of these holidays totally transformed, totally transformed. Remember, I am here on this radio, BBS Radio, every Saturday at 10 p.m., so please write these dates down and this time down. It is quite rare that I'm not on this radio show for that time and day. That means that something is happening, that, you know, sometimes life takes your time away. But most of the times, basically 99% of the time, I'm always here on the air because I love this radio. I love the people tuning to. And please, if you don't have the time, if you don't have the chance to come here on Saturday night at 10 p.m., then remember, this radio has a beautiful archive section where all the hosts of these radio shows have their shows there ready to be downloaded. So you can just go there and download it. I think you have to pay a fee to the radio show, to the radio, but I think it's something like, it's really cheap, not expensive at all, and it's very good value compared to the amount of knowledge you can get, because these classes that I'm sharing with you, these radio shows that I'm sharing with you, are actually like master classes. Therefore, if you will be able to download all the radio shows that I've been recording, you will have a great deal of knowledge, because I share with you techniques and principles that you can bring with you, you can put them in your iPod, you can listen to them at any moment you want. And believe me, these are teachings that are really been changing people for many years. Okay, before we start with our topic, magnetism, let me remind you that you can call in on toll-free 888-815-9756 in case you want to have a session with me here on the air, or you can call the direct line wherever you are in the world. Dial the international code first, 001-530-876-3000. 3222. And then you have the direct line number 2-001-530-876-9916. And welcome to today's topic, magnetism. It is quite an important topic because through this power, through this magnetic power, we can draw in into our lives whatever we want to. If your magnet, if your inner magnet is not powerful enough, you cannot attract something great, something big, or whatever is your purpose in life. You see, if you can become a huge magnetic being, whatever you will ask consciously with a purpose will have to manifest at some point, especially if with your magnetic power you are based in truth. So remember, these two things are really important: magnetic power and being based in truth. Why do you have to be based in truth? Because you vibrate and resonate to the level, to the vibration and level of truth. After some time, if you're strong enough in that, whatever you say, if you have strong magnetic power, we have to come through. This is a teaching and a secret. It has been a secret for many centuries. Now, some people know it, but of the yogis knew that if you're based in truth, totally, that means not exaggerating for example, when you make an observation, you say, oh, this is, I have to wait. Some people say, I've been waiting for you 5 hours, but that is in truth 25 minutes, okay? So just don't say that. Don't say things like this. Don't just exaggerate or don't overestimate. Don't say, oh, no. Yes, this is just a little house when you live in a 200 square meters house or 500 square meters house, you know? Don't try to be over. You know, there's a difference between modesty and underestimation, okay? So just understand, just be truthful to whatever you say, and just try to understand, to have good judgment on things, to realize what it is actually true and what it actually is not. It's over-exaggeration. So just be based on truth, and then start developing magnetic power. Now, but today's topic is magnetism. Okay, I'm telling you that also this kind of, you have to couple magnetism and truth, because if you want to change your life, and this radio show is about changing your life, and doesn't mean that you have to change your life if you like it, but of course it can be better. You can be happier. You can be more free. Okay? But today's topic is magnetism, and there are two main qualities of magnetism. First of all, inherent in magnet, in the magnet itself, there is the attracting force, and then there is the repelling force, or repulsive force, okay? These two forces are necessary for creation. God created the creation using both forces, the attracting force and the repulsive force. Because once he was able to conceive in his consciousness what the creation is about, he started to vibrate his consciousness, and in order to send the manifestation of this creation out of himself, he had to use the repulsive force. Okay? God created using both of these forces, attracting force and the repelling force, repulsive force. For attraction, first of all, is mainly about consciousness. And that is the first thing. You have to attract, you have to draw into yourself the consciousness of something, and then you have to use repulsion, which is about letting go of this energy. in order to manifest creation. And when God did that, what happened? Okay? He realized the repulsive force is necessary to maintain creation, since the law of duality creates the world. And we have to see, for example, there is a delusion, an illusion of separation between phenomena. Okay? Phenomena are apparently separated because the day and night seems totally separated, but we know they are part of the same cycle. But they seem totally separated, and that is the repulsive aspect of one side of God's consciousness. And so it is for all that is part of duality. It is, for example, between good and bad things, and of course that depends on how we perceive what is good and what is bad, but this is it. Then it is about night and day, being happy and being sad, good and bad, everything that has an opposite, everything that has a polarity, north and south, everything seems separated thanks to this repulsive force. If this repulsive force would not be active, then duality would disappear. The non-dual path that has been created, it is all about cutting out the repulsive force of the beginning, and then understanding that the repulsion and the attracting force all come from the same awareness, from the same source. And then here it is that comes the non-dual path. Now, what is important to understand is that we as people, okay, are apparently separated. It's me, it's you listening, I'm playing a role, you're playing another role, I'm playing the role of the host of this radio show, you're playing the role of the listener. And when you go out, you play another role, and that's great. But all these roles and all these people in this world seem so separated because we have to be aware that we are necessary for creation to happen. We are instruments of duality, of the dual world. We are instruments through which God is experiencing. Without us, God cannot experience a part of his consciousness. That means that we are serving mainly duality, the dual world. Now, and this is a fine point, a subtle point that I would like to explain to you. You have to understand that the evil force is something that is real, is present. And some people call it Satan. Why is it real and why is it present? When God used the repulsive force to create this sense of separation so that creation could maintain itself, okay, otherwise everything would have just been drawn back to him, this force apparently gained independence. And since it has consciousness, it has the consciousness of the creation of God, it tries to stay alive, it tries to keep on the creation going. Therefore, if you need to keep on the creation going, you need to get stuck in the dual world, in good and bad, in the happy and sad mood, in moods, in the opposites, without finding the totality. Therefore, Satan is the conscious force that tries to push you away from the awareness of God. And that, where is it coming from? It is coming from God himself, and it's part of the creative force that God created. And then, through this creation, through duality, he is using his consciousness so that you can stay in this world more and more, and this world can continue to live and continue to express itself, and so to the point where you totally forget that you come from the same source, through you come from the one instead of the two. Now, where is God present? This is really important because we have to get this point. God obviously is present in everything. He's present in me, he's present in you, and our essence, he is there. But he needs totality to be experienced. In other words, the part cannot contain the whole. But the whole is contained in the part. And this seems a little strange when I speak about it, but it is. There is a difference. The means that we have within ourselves, that same spark of consciousness, they created, separated a part of itself in order to manifest into a side, into a consciousness, into in order to experience a part of its consciousness, but on the other side, to understand the whole, we need to experience God in its totality. That means forgetting about ourselves only. And I know that this, you know, we always come back to the same principles that everyone is talking about, but understanding the real meaning behind it, that is a step forward, because we don't want to talk about fake morality. We want to talk about what is true and what is not. We want to understand why we have to behave good or why we don't have to behave good, right? So, if we experience ourself as a totality, that means that we have just to go a little bit beyond what is ourselves only and trying to find God, that spark of consciousness in everything and everyone. In other words, we need people, circumstances, and everything so that we can recognize God in everything. Through the experience of totality, then, at that point, we start expanding our consciousness. That is the social way of consciousness, of expanding your consciousness, of getting to cosmic consciousness, the social way. Then, of course, there are other mystical ways like meditation, etc. Now, this is part of the, it seems like we're getting somewhere else, but this is still part of the magnetic discussion we're having, because through this power, through the magnetic power of attraction and repulsion, we understand, of the magnetic power of attraction and repulsion, we understand mystically where it's coming from and what is its real purpose, okay? Since the spark of totality is alive in us, it's really alive, it's there, it's present, we can go beyond the small concept of ourselves and understand ourselves as the whole. In Confucianism, and this is something that, you know, all religions have something to say. All religions are always going towards the same point and pointing towards the same direction. And there it is. The same direction is the self conscious awareness of the spirit, okay? And doesn't matter who points out. You don't have to focus on the finger that points to the moon, and this is a common metaphor, which is the metaphor of a religion. Everybody points to the moon differently, but if you focus on the finger, you're getting it wrong. They're pointing to the moon. That is what is important. So Confucianism said that the real man is not a man alone. A real man is a man that interacts like a web to all the men around him. Of course, men and women, of course, huh? But I just use men just for to make it simple. And man, the consciousness of man, is a real, becomes, you know, a man becomes a real man only when is of service to others, because his connection is with all other people. So a man is not seen just as an entity on his own, but is seen as part of a much wider group of people, which he calls society. So this is why God needs to be experienced in its totality. Now, what you have to think about is that we are like celestial bodies on this planet Earth. We are like the stars living on this earth. In other words, we have operating within ourselves the same laws of attraction and repulsion active in the universe. The planets are there, but they don't collide into each other because they have, there is the kind of repulsive force that keep them separated. But at the same time, they don't just go away in the universe because there is that also that kind of attraction that keeps them in the solar system, okay? So, through observation of the universe, and if we relate it to ourselves, we can understand ourselves more. We have conscious awareness, and that's what makes the difference. And we can interact with the laws of the universe. Okay, so we can, through our conscious awareness, operate with this force of magnetic power through the force of attraction and repulsion, and we can interact with the laws of the universe because we do so through our consciousness. Why? Because man has also the capacity to go beyond these laws and to realize the unity and the totality of the universe within himself. How do you do that? You do that through certain practices, through meditation. And why do you need practices? You need practices because for the same reason that if you break a leg, you need some physiotherapy. Then to bring it back to its natural state. So if you're out of tune, you need to do something in order to get in tune again. Otherwise, you would just go in the other direction, in some other direction. You will not know which one. Now, using attraction and repulsion, this is really important. First of all, and this is good for you if you want to change something in your life, you want to get something, or for whatever reason, you want to advance to the next level, okay? Remember, there are laws in the universe. And you remember also the concept that you're not alone. You have to do something for the good of other people as well, because they are yourself. They are your higher self. If you're doing something wrong, if you're doing something that harms somebody else, you're harming yourself. That will come back to you manifested. So be careful on how you use these things. I mean, you don't want to get attention from somebody by cutting your heads. Your hands off, okay? So just be careful. Use all these practices and techniques with extreme care, love, and consideration, not just for yourself, but for other people as well. So using attraction and repulsion, how do you do that? First of all, you need to get the consciousness of something, and then you have to be ready to let it go on purpose, purposefully, okay? So, for example, you can learn something. This is an easy way. You can learn something and then share it. Okay? This is an easy way. Or you can attract something through, first of all, through consciousness, then think intensively of what it is that needs to be changed, and then learn how to release. Now, this is something most people have been talking about, especially in other fields of spirituality. But what I want to say, the law of attraction and repulsion is a law that is recognized by yoga, by physicists, by everyone. And this is active within yourself as well. You are an electromagnetic being, okay? This is what keeps you on the planet Earth. There is the law of gravity that keeps you there, but you don't have wires that hang you, that hold you or bind you to the planet. There's something within you that keeps you there. Therefore, you are an electromagnetic being. These laws of attraction and repulsion are active within yourself. So attract first. You have the ability to do so by your consciousness, by your conscious awareness. Okay? Think intensively of what you want to change and then release. Use the repulsive force. That requires also from your side you develop a certain non-attachment because otherwise the force is not repulsive. So you see, most people have been talking about these things. You don't have to be attached, you don't have to be that, but we don't really understand why. Now you get a chance to understand why, okay? Now, in men, of course, there are many kinds of magnetism, okay? But we're talking about the magnetism that is present in men. And before we do so, I want to remind you, go to my website, check me out, www.joycelestial.com. I've been waiting for your feedback. I've been waiting for your emails. Thank you for all the people that have been contacting me. I know some people are listening to the radio show for the first time. And if you're just tuning in, I'm Vincent Sandee with Awareness of the Soul, based in Thailand. I've been traveling the world, and now I'm here. Happy to be here. Calling numbers to call if you want to have a session with me online or online or on air, whatever you prefer, 888-815-9756, or the direct line is 001-530-876-3222. We have another direct line as well, 001, which is the international dialing code, 530-876-9916. Okay, and you know, it is also good to listen to this radio show. I welcome your call anyway, but it's also good to listen to this radio show since they are real master classes. If you absorb these principles, if you listen to these principles again and again, you will see how they interact in life at any moment, anywhere. And you will also learn by observation and by being aware of them how you can use them for your life. Why life has to be so difficult? Life can be easy if you know what is actually happening, okay? If you know what is happening, then you understand where you are and you can do something for you, for yourself, for the people around you to improve your life. You improve yourself, you improve the people around you because what it is that you see is a reflection of your system, of your aura, what is happening within you, okay? Your reality, you see reality, you live your reality through the reflection of your own aura. Let's move on. Type of magnetism in man. There are five main kinds of magnetism that man has. And these are animal magnetism, which is very close to sexual magnetism or even hypnotic magnetism, okay? Then we have intellectual magnetism. Then we have moral magnetism. Then there is aesthetic magnetism. Somebody looks beautiful and attractive. And then we have spiritual magnetism. If you learn how to be spiritual in your magnetism, in your magnetic power, all the other fives are absolutely granted at your will. More on this later. Okay, so the best way is to learn how to be spiritually magnetic for your own advancement in life and for your own good as well. So highest kind of magnetism, first of all, remember, once you learn how to develop magnetism, we're going to explore a little, I'm going to tell you something about good ways to develop magnetism, but remember, once you have developed magnetism, use it always rightly for good purposes. It is really easy to get into a huge trap where you're actually going to harm yourself. Okay, for example, let me say this in advance, okay? I want to talk later about the energization exercises that Yogananda developed for his disciples and that he teaches into his programs for people who want to get initiation into the Kriya Yoga techniques. Now, these exercises are underestimated by many people, and okay, that's fine. And I don't want to say that they have to do it, but they don't know what they're missing because these exercises will teach you how to direct energy, how to become absolutely magnetic, and how to develop huge divine willpower. Now, one day I was just trying to test myself. I was challenging myself. I said, I want to see how much power I can gather through these exercises. So I did each one of them with great intention and concentration, exactly as I was taught. And at the end of this session, of these exercises, I felt totally something strange happening. And do you know what it was? I felt like I was becoming extremely huge, powerful, and this is the point. I was not ready yet for so much power to come in, because this is what happened. Since so much power, so much light came in, both the good side of myself and the bad side of myself became absolutely obvious. Therefore, the ego part of myself, that egoic part of myself, became huge, became emphasized, became amplified. And the good part of myself at that point was warning me, be careful what you think now, be careful what you pray for now, because it's going to be really powerful and it's going to have consequences, and this is going to get back to you. Be really careful. So this is what I thought right away. I'm going to release this power, and I started to pray for all the world until that power just calmed to the point that I could control it. Now, that kind of magnetic power that I gather in those moments through those exercises, and it has been like, maybe I've been practicing them for, I had been practicing them for 3 years or something to get to that point. But I can say that since the first weeks already, after 2 weeks I've been practicing those exercises, I started to feel happy. Happiness was coming in. My body was getting better. Clarity of mind was coming up. If I was going, usually sometimes, you wake up in the morning, your energy goes usually down. Those exercises allow me to get out in a positive way, to start the day in a positive way. It helped me to overcome depression. The sense, we all have this kind of instinct or tendency to go down with the energy because it's natural. It is natural because the energy needs to go down and out in this creation, in our bodies, in order to experience creation, because it has to go off through the senses. But through these exercises, I was able to reverse all this and feel the energy and the power and the joy after only 2 weeks of practice. Now, when you get to the point when you develop magnetism, you remember you have to use this magnetism for right and good purposes. For example, that kind of magnetism that has an expanding and uplifting qualities is good. Now, where can you find this kind of magnetism, first of all? If you want to experience it within yourself, you first need to have an example. Otherwise, it will be very hard for you to tune into something like that. So, the best thing to do is to find out a man that inspires you. Inspiration. Some people, for example, are magnetic and inspire others, and they're able to expand your consciousness. You should find those people and try to align yourself with them. Because human beings are very similar to an iron bar. If you put a magnet, basically, what is the difference between a magnet and an iron bar? Okay? The magnet has all the positive signs on one side and then the negative on the other. So it is like it's in order, okay? All the molecules, all the electrons are in a certain order. The iron bar has these molecules randomly placed. If you put a magnet next to the iron bar, and maybe you just rub it over a little bit, then what happens is that the iron bar gets magnetized. And this is the same for human beings. If you go closer to a highly magnetic person, you get magnetized because you have within yourself plus signs and minus signs, positive energy, negative energy, the vitatrons, this is what Yogananda used to call them, the prana within yourself as plus and minus signs. If you go to next to a magnetic person, you will adapt your magnetic power to that person, especially if that person has a huge willpower, bigger than yours, greater than yours, then you will absolutely adapt. So find out a man or somebody who really inspires you and somebody that can expand your consciousness. And then stay in tune with that and magnetize yourself through thoughts, through feelings, through understanding, through meditation. This is the highest kind of magnetic power you want to look for. Now, the highest kind of magnetic power, remember, does not deprive man of his free will. Because understanding something, understanding your spiritual nature, experiencing your spiritual nature, does not come from adopting the life of somebody else, even of that inspiring man. It comes from reorganizing in an orderly way, reorganizing in order, tidy up your signs, your plus and minus signs, so that they are all directed upward and for the plus and downward from the minus. They have to be directing the same direction, order, not random kind of lines of energy, orderly placed in the same way, harmoniously. So that harmonious kind of manifestation of energy within you does not obviously mean adopting the life of somebody else. You just become yourself more and more in the most positive way. So this is the first mistake most people do. They first find somebody who inspires them, which is great, and then they try to adopt his life. Okay? No. If you don't feel free to adopt, to live your own life through that inspiration, then that is a form of hypnotic condition, and you should get out of that, okay? Remember, magnetic, spiritual magnetic power, it is not mental conditioning. It helps someone, it helps you to realign yourself to your awakening. It is not limiting you to a way of living. Okay, man, in general, comes more in touch with his divine nature, and it doesn't necessarily adopt the behavior dictated by somebody else. If you find yourself unable to decide or afraid to live outside of a certain context, let me repeat this again, then you're hypnotized by your circumstances. You are deluded. You should get out of that condition right away. Remember the example of the iron bar. It is not, the iron bar stays the iron bar. It does not become the magnet. The magnet helps the iron bar to get magnetized. So it is with human beings. A great spiritual being inspires you. It helps you to realign yourself spiritually and to realign yourself with the divine within you. Note, anyway, this realignment would have not happened so quickly and in such a powerful and precise way without that inspiration, that inspiring man, that magnet. You need somebody who will magnetize you. This is why initiation is so important in certain circumstances. This is why staying tuned to a master is important, but that does not mean that after that you have to get rid of your life, you have to get rid of yourself, you get rid of your own true nature. Self-forgetfulness, it means self-forgetfulness in terms of forgetting your limitation, forgetting your ego, forgetting your points of view. It doesn't mean denying your existence. It doesn't mean becoming the ego of someone else as your ego of course, can perceive it anyway. So make yourself a brief self-analysis. And the brief self-analysis you have to go through is very simple. Just to understand if you're hypnotized instead of inspired. And this is really important because at the beginning, people that inspire us, then they hypnotize us, and then we have fear to go out. And then maybe they don't want to hypnotize us, but we get hypnotized because we are not strong spiritually enough to understand this concept. Okay? So what is your magnet? Who is your magnet? Who is magnetizing your life? Who is leading your life? Who is your main guru, main example, main master? Okay? Who is it? What kind of magnetism is it exercising upon you? Now, this is really important. You have to understand that you have to answer honestly. And remember that the wrong or the mistake probably is not even in the teaching that you're following or whatever. The problem is in you yourself, that, you know, the ego, because we want stability, we want to feel safe. At some point when we find something, when we just stay there, don't move anymore. So the problem is within our sense of need, that we need to be saved, we need to be embraced by grace at any cost. And this is good. I mean, we want to be embraced by grace. This is sure. The grace can come through if you continue to hypnotize yourself in certain conditions or situations. Ultimately, you will have to go beyond all these conditions and situations. So this is really important. Who is your magnet? What kind of magnetism is now exercising upon you? Are you inspired or are you limited? Are you afraid that you cannot live without the context or people you're living now? Do you think your way is the only way? Can you see other possible ways of living your life if you wanted to? This is extremely important. Let's move on. Now, we already talked about before the evil repulsive force and God's attractive power. Now, the evil force is the creative force of God that acquired seeming independence and consciously tries to keep you away from God. To do so, it uses conscious effort so that the dual world of illusory separation would continue to exist. Now, the evil force uses mainly the repulsive force to keep you away from the awareness of spirit, and the attractive force to attract you to duality. Okay? God is using the attractive power to slowly draw you back to himself, and the repulsive force through duality by making you understand that there is sorrow involved. Isn't this an amazing plan? This is why God is so active and present. But him being the source of everything, obviously, has the last word on everything. So God's attractive power is slowly drawing you back to himself. Is drawing back to himself, what you have to understand is drawing back to himself his own consciousness in creation, so that a higher order is reestablished and the true nature of things will become obvious and prosper. Now, we are human beings and we are gifted with self-consciousness. So, we need to go through an evolution. Why do we need to go? Why this evolution is necessary? The evolution is necessary to get out of the grip of the evil force that uses the repulsive force to take us away from spirit, and the attractive force to bind us or to lure us with a dual world. We need to go through this evolution so that we can slowly turn our head towards the light, towards self-consciousness, towards spirit. The magnetic power of the great master and saints who have achieved communion with God already have achieved that, already have gone through this kind of evolution, and their magnetism will realign us. This is where magnetic power is most useful, to realign people towards greater awareness of the spirit. This is why people meditate on an image of Christ or of Buddha or of Yogananda or other great enlightened masters, because their image, being so in tune with spirit, has become magnetic. It has the kind of spiritual magnetism necessary to realign us to the spirit. Can you imagine, without the help of these people, how long would it take for us to get this alignment? That does not mean that we are less than them. Yogananda used to say, the same God within me is within you. It was in Jesus Christ, was in Buddha, and is within everyone. Now, when you, after this radio show, you will go out, you will meet people, you stay at home, or you will go out some other day, remember this thing. Remember that you, when you meet somebody, exchange magnetism. This is really important. Depending on how strong is your magnetism settled, then you're influenced by the positive or negative magnetism of other people, or you are an influence to them. Because we are energetic people, energetic beings, and we have astral chemical reactions within ourselves. These astral chemical reactions are happening all the time when two or more people meet. Now, Yogananda used to say that the head is the positive pole of the man and the feet are the negative pole. Now, when you shake hands with someone consistently, now, those two people become one big magnet. One big magnet is formed by two people, where the heads are the positive pole and the feet are the negative pole, and the hands are the point of conjunction, okay? So shaking hands with beings or human beings that are not spiritual or negative or evil-oriented, that will influence you. Undesirable people, just try to control these things. Try to control who you're attaching, especially when you're shaking hands, because the hands have a projecting quality that is really strong. So be careful, okay? Shaking hands instead of being in presence of great people or successful people, successful spiritually or business, whatever, people who are inspiring you, will definitely enhance your greatness. But shaking hands and being in the consistent presence of inappropriate people will bring you down, and slowly or quickly, depending on how strong is your willpower, or how emotionally weak you are, or strong you are. And slowly or quickly, they will turn off the perception of the spirit within you. Therefore, be careful who you are talking to. If you have to go into a place and shake hands a lot, you know, sometimes if that happens occasionally, that's fine. If you have to do it repeatedly with certain kind of people, then try to avoid it as much as possible. Or develop so strong magnetic power, such a strong spiritual magnetic power through meditation, through the energization exercises of Yogananda, and see what is happening. See how maybe you can be an inspiration for change people, but just saying nothing, just by being there present. Okay, so Yogananda used to say, spiritual magnetism can be developed through self-effort. And to do that, you should live, you should think, and you should feel spiritually and have healthy friendships. Really important, remember, live, think, and feel spiritually and have healthy friendships. Then you should meditate on Om, which is the sound vibration that created at the base of creation, and you should meditate on God. This will develop the intuitive perception of the divine magnetic power within you, present in the universe. Through this magnetic power, he said, through this magnetic power, one can draw himself whatever he wants. He will be an inspiration to people and be able to uplift them if they are either near or afar. He can do so through his powerfully directed concentration. He will be able to attract friends from past lives. He can become master of the elements he said would do his bidding. And the best elements, you know, are mystical essences of the forces present in creation. It can tap into all the creative forces of the universe. He will be able to commune with angels and saints. All rays of knowledge are drawn to this person if he so wishes to make his being sparkle. So you see, spiritual magnetism is the best magnetic power you might have, you might want to develop. So remember, just check them out. I believe they are available through the internet as well. Check them out. The energization exercises by Paramahansa Yogananda will really help you to develop magnetism, to develop enough willpower, and to stay in tune spiritually with your own divine willpower, okay? Then, once you found them, try to see if you can learn them from somebody who's been practicing them for many years, so that you will be able to learn them correctly. But the main principle of these exercises is actually to breathe in, and as you breathe in, you start tensing your body with a low, medium, and high tension gradually. Then you hold the breath, and you start, and you feel all your body, your soul, and mind vibrate, and then you breathe out, releasing the tension, high, medium, and low, gradually. This is the main thing. The main concept to remember is tense with will, and then relax and feel. Tense with will, and then relax and feel. Yogananda used to say, the point between the eyebrows, the Ajna Chakra, the third eye, is where you call the energy from. The energy comes in from the medulla oblongata, the junction between the neck and the skull at the back of the head. And it goes into the parts of your body where you're actually tensing the muscles. And then you release them. Then he used to say, use the double breath where possible. That means the first breath, the first in-breath is really short, then followed by a long breath. It's like this. And then you tense low, medium, high, tense with will, and then breathe out with the mouth, double breath, as you relax, release and feel tension, high, medium, and low. And let's move on. Now, there is another, once you have mastered this technique, I want to introduce you to another one that will help you to change your life, that will help you to manifest your life in the best way. But first, you have to become a master in the energization exercises. And I'm not going to reveal all the secrets of this technique that I'm going to say now. It will be revealed in my courses, but I don't want to reveal it now. It will anyway work for all people who do it sincerely and who have mastered energization exercises, even though I don't share particular details, okay? So the technique is this, basically. You breathe in the kind of energy you want and or need, and you really vibrate with power. Remember, tension low, medium, and high. Then you hold the breath in your mind, and you visualize the areas in which this energy must be sent. Then you breathe out, releasing the tension and feeling the energy releasing gradually. It releases gradually as you release the tension, high, medium, and low. And you visualize this energy going into the areas that you need this energy to go. And remember, as you do these exercises, remember that you are the magnetic center of the universe. You have within you the same creative power present in creation. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week, 10 p.m. on BBS Radio with Awareness of the Soul, Vincent Mendee. Visit my website, www.joycelestial.com. And thank you very much for listening, everyone in the world. I love you. Bye.